Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Carla.
Good morning.
Dilemma of the day, and normally we have an email, but we actually have a listener on the phone.
I think he's on hold. Is he on hold?
Yeah.
Dad said yes.
Yeah, he's on line four. Thank you, Dad. And he wants to talk to us, I guess. I guess there's something he wants to tell us. Thanks for holding. Sorry about the long wait. Good morning. It's Power 93.5. How are you? Good morning.
Hey, Hitman and Carla.
Hey, who's this?
Hi, my name's Tommy.
Hey. Hey, Tom.
First off, I want to tell you guys that I love you so much. I listen to you guys every morning.
That is so awesome. Thank you. I really appreciate that, man. What's going on with you, bro?
Well, I always hear you guys giving people advice, and I'm really stressed out right now.
Oh, man.
So, last weekend, I was having a few drinks at a bar, and I saw this guy that I know pretty much just, like, flat out making out with a bartender. The problem is, this dude is engaged to my good friend, and I've been friends with her for years.
Aww.
Oh, that's tragic, dude.
She's like family. I consider her family my family. So, my question is, if you were me, would you tell her about her man kissing this guy?
I'm sorry.
Or should I just keep my mouth shut?
Whoa, I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah?
Did you say the bartender that he was kissing was another guy?
Yes.
Wow.
And he's engaged to your friend who's obviously a female.
That's correct. I'm beside myself. I'm stuck in the middle of this and I need some advice.
I can understand with her being a very good friend with this very unusual situation taking place. Carl, if you were him, would you tell her what's going on?
Listen, I'm a big advocate. If I don't have a picture, I don't really have proof. I kind of stay out of it because you end up blaming the messenger and this has layers to it.
If he's as good of a friend as he's claiming to be, he should at least tell homegirl, say, look, I don't want to start any drama. I don't have any pictures, but I saw old dude kissing the bartender at the club that I was at. Did he even realize you were there?
Yeah.
Did he see you?
No, I was at the opposite end of the bar, and I just think that he was kind of into the moment.
Wow.
Audience, what would you do? I say you gotta tell homegirl what's going on. Let her decide what she's gonna do after that, but at least get it off your plate, because if something happens like a year or two down the road, and then he finally comes and says, hey, by the way, I never told you this, but she's gonna be angry at you.
Okay, first of all, let's be real.
Okay.
You're gonna tell her. Her soon-to-be, fiancé was cheating on her at a bar, making out with a bartender, and he was kissing a dude. She's not going to believe any of this, okay, at the end of the day. She's just not. She's going to be like, what? You don't have proof. You're going to be the bad guy in this situation, right?
Well, I mean, he's going to be the bad guy either way, if he tells her, if he doesn't tell her. 869-1093. What would you guys do? I think the ladies in the audience this morning, and I would assume a lot of the guys, they would tell her what they saw him doing. Quite frankly, I would have had the top of mind awareness to whip out my phone and get a picture of it too.
I don't have any photographic evidence, unfortunately. It's just what my own eyes witnessed.
See?
This is a tough one, Carla. So I got to put it on you guys this morning. Look, here at Power 93.5, we're all one big family. 869-1093. What do you do? If you're this guy, do you tell her? Carla, I don't think we've had one like this in a minute.
No.
Call now. Thank you for calling. And I appreciate your courage for sharing this story with us.
Yes.
It must be really hard for you right now. I want you to hold on the line. I want to talk to you a little bit off air.
Thank you so much.
869-1093. You are very welcome. Carla, I don't think we've had one like this in a minute.
No.
Call now.